news and details. The new capital, Nusantara Authority, is collaborating with the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation to develop a protected area in Samboja Lestari in the new capital city, Nusantara East Kalimantan. The authority chief Basuki Haji Mulyono said in the statement released on Saturday that the development of the protected area is part of reforestation efforts covering 1,800 hectares of area. The foundation has so far succeeded in reforesting land in Samboja Lestari, which is used to be a reed field. Therefore, the Nusantara Authority is confident of its collaboration with the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation for developing Nusantara as a forest city, an ongoing process that is targeted to be completed in 20 years. According to its director, Aldrianto Priati, the foundation has designated Samboja Lestari as a part of the city jungle, or protected area with a strategic function in Nusantara. The concept of a forest city would allow Nusantara to not only carry out ecological function, but also serves as a habitat for a wildlife species that are endemic to the island of Kalimantan. It would also encourage all stakeholders to work together to support the development of a sustainable and environmentally friendly Indonesian capital. Moving on to the second news. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs has emphasized that completing teacher certification or teacher's professional training program, especially of teachers under the ministry, is a priority for the government. The certification is expected to be completed within 1 to 2 years. The Ministry Director of Islamic Higher Education, Sahiron, said it at a professional teachers' inauguration event in Yogyakarta on Saturday. He noted the government must underline that Indonesia has a goal to be a golden nation in 2045. When entering the golden age of Indonesia, he added that there are two golden Indonesia indicators, with the first being science and technology advancement, and the second is a nationwide with mature religious spirituality, which, among other things, would be reflected in the level of communal tolerance and harmony. Sahiran pointed out that on several occasions, Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar has expressed his commitment to building maturity in the religious spirituality of the nation and harmony between religious communities. That was Newsline.
jadilah laku juga bahagiamu, bahagiaku pasti berbagi. Takdir kita selalu kecuali, tiap kau jatuh hati kali ini. Hampir habis dayaku membuktikan padamu ada cinta yang nyata setia. Hadir setiap hari, tak tega. Biarkan kau sendiri, meski seringkali kau malah asyik sendiri. Karena kau tak lihat, terkadang malaikat tak bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu, malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya. Hampamu takkan hilang semalam oleh pacar impian, tetapi kesempatan untukku yang mungkin tak sempurna, tapi siap untuk diuji. Ku percaya diri, cintaku lah yang sejati. Namun tak kau lihat, terkadang malaikat tak bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu, malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya.
Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slab, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myth, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silat. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the cultural history of Minangkabau. The enchanting playtents will greet guests, exposing their striking physical invulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kit fabric and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Sebuah simfoni kata hati disadari. Merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu.
Food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fare. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
hati, kelingking kita berjanji, jadi manis, jadi saksi bahagia.
Thank you. of the Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Taraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages, untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taraja, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths, to the race of a lifetime. A feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon mengawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam. Kenangan indah, kau melukis aku.
nongkrong hitam putih. Aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Thank you so much, boy listener and internet viewer, for accompanying me in this 2-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget that you can send your critical suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for our listener and internet viewer. My name is Ray, and all the crews from Voice of Indonesia signing out. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji.
Abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just parian dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cars. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cars for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When driving Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understands customs and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name, Sultan Harjo Pawoko. I get Kalinggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Pawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can speak Javanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi Dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam wants. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu tahun
1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration, but somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam, yet you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
you,
itu
jajar first for years now
pekerja.
Once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda
pekerja sepul,
after 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepul
dulu,
lurah or sub district head
Wedono,
Rio region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
sehat. Nothing is enough.
Nah, iya.
Not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ya, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or sherpa, and ketoprak or Japanese history based play. But also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati, to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Yogyakarta. no tax, and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Pritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, Public Relation Officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur gitu, bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not maids, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indians who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Japan offers assistance to support Indonesia's free nutritious meals program. Manpower Minister Yasir Lee says 2025 crucial year for achieving Golden Indonesia goals. Now the news in detail. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru expressed the Japanese